Exclusive: Dan Stein, The Biden Betrayal of America Last. By Dan Stein on February 10, 2021. Apparently, President Joe Biden thinks of immigration like he does stimulus money. A freebie for a favored constituency. But his recent policy changes willfully undermining effective immigration enforcement and limits is an historic sabotage of the nation's self-determination and financial health. Because the globalist corporate elite see borders as an anachronism at best, and impediments to further enriching themselves at worst, they view immigration controls as anathema. Therefore, beholden major parties have neglected border and immigration enforcement, an historic pattern that presented itself right up until the election of Donald Trump. The Trump administration revealed a long-held secret about border and immigration controls. They actually can work if the proper level of deterrence and enforcement are applied. Watching Biden's breathtaking steps to reverse effective policies, with a specific intention of enabling more illegal immigration and fraudulent entries, is historic. Our new president is facing a grim picture of a nationwide pandemic, high unemployment, and national despair. He needs a tight labor market. But what is his response? He is now is working on eliminating policies and agreements that protect the interests and security of the American public, scrapping historic bilateral and multilateral agreements that stemmed the flood of migrants, and is inducing a new border crisis by promising entry to new illegal aliens and amnesty to those already here. Biden even wants to open the floodgates to well over 100,000 refugees, or putative refugees, at the same time he's restarting the massive flow of fraudulent asylum claims at our borders. Biden could at least consider limiting refugee admissions until he gets some sense of how many asylum seekers he will be admitting at the borders. The Biden betrayal is jaw-dropping and generating outrage across the land. The great danger is that Biden views handing out green cards and citizenship as a freebie, a cost-free way to mollify a rabid, irrational constituency that cares more about those elsewhere than here. By passing on all the costs and consequences of these decisions to taxpayers, unsuspecting communities, the unemployed and our children in dysfunctional schools, he can simply act sanctimonious while failing to even consider the impacts of this now and over time. On top of this, his demands to accelerate citizenship and reward lawbreaking with an 11 to 20 million person amnesty program creates yet another downstream crisis. Giving amnesty to over 10 million people means you are creating a downstream demand for 25 to 30 million more relatives, as numbers and backlogs create more and more pressure to admit more and more people. Launching this at a time of evaporating social trust in a decrepit infrastructure is to truly sink our national prospects long term. Anyone can understand voting patterns, and the hard left's desire to use immigration to re-engineer the electorate at the expense of the native-born. Most remarkable in all this is the narrow perspective of the tech oligarchs and the Wall Street community. Their co-option by the left with woke policies in education coincides with their self-serving bargain to simultaneously demand workers who receive their basic educations in other countries. That's why the Biden administration is going to reverse the long-overdue improvements in labor protections around the oft-abused H-1B program. Sure, abolishing educational testing and standards is fine with us, so long as we can find our employees overseas. Biden thinks he can have it all ways. Increase competition, overcrowding, social conflict and dysfunction while preaching the empty rhetoric of unity. His unity consists of "let us reason together and do it my way." Biden's attempt to blow the doors off our immigration policies comes against the backdrop of his climate change initiatives that seek to alter America's consumption patterns and use of fossil fuels. How is that effort made easier by increasing our population by many millions, mostly from countries with a smaller carbon footprint? Maybe Biden's base wanted him off the wall along the border, but his whole approach is proving to be off the wall, as cartels gear back up for a busy spring season. Yielding to the radical wing of his base, however, will come at enormous cost to the nation and even to his own political standing. He and his party will be absorbing all the political fallout from caravans at the border, increases in violent crime at the hands of criminal aliens, and the needless damage to American workers generated at a time of stagnant wage and economic growth. The hyperpartisan media meant that most voters never heard about or knew of Biden's intentions. But now that he is in office and his America Last immigration policies are put into action, the people will not soon forget. Dan Stein is president at the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR.